Labvakar, labdien, Latvijas televīzijas skatītāji. Šodien Rīgā ieradās Ukrainas premjerministrs Denis Šmihaļs, lai ar Latvijas amatpersonām runātu par kopīgo sadarbību un Latvijas tālāko atbalstu Ukrainai, kā to labāk darīt. Tāpēc šodien tikāmies ar viņu ekskluzīvā intervijā, lai runātu par to, kāda ir situācija Ukrainas frontē par starptautisku atbalstu noturību un par Ukrainas tālākajiem plāniem. Good day to you. Thank you for meeting with Latvian television here.
Good day. Thank you for having me here.
Welcome to Latvia. And just on the way in the studio, you talked about that you just visited the Latvian Occupation Museum and you were quite impressed with the visit there.
Absolutely. It is very absolutely interesting experience to compare what Russians now are doing here in Ukraine, what they have done in Ukraine during the previous years and last century. So we have the same situation, the same history. We have the same situation now in Ukraine. So they continue terrorism, they continue genocide against Ukrainians, they continue departure people, they continue kidnapping children in Ukraine. So if you would like to feel something, what is happening in Ukraine, you may visit it your Museum of Occupation and just to feel the same what is now in Ukraine.
Now the Russia's full-scale invasion in Ukraine is continuing now in a third year has begun already. Now the situation on the front line is tough for Ukraine and Russia keeps its aggression, it keeps pushing to occupy new territories to try to do that. And missile attacks and drone attacks continue as well. How would you describe the situation on the front lines in Ukraine right now?
I should begin noted that we liberate 50% of our territories since the beginning of the full-scale aggression. We liberate, in fact, Black Sea, and now Black Sea is unblocked. We can export our goods, our grain through the Black Sea, having our own fleet. We're using drones and missiles liberate Black Sea. So we will continue this strategy on the front line. And now we are fighting with Russians and situation is difficult only because of lack of ammunition for artillery. We are waiting Czech initiative, which Latvia supports strongly. We hope will bring us additional capacity to fulfill this deficit of artillery ammunition. And despite this deficit, we in any way stabilize front line, we deter Russian army, we deter our territories, and we protect our territories, and we will continue our fight. We are not exhausted, we are tired, but we will continue protect ourselves. In this unprovoked war, Ukraine is victim. And if victim will stop to protect itself, so we will just die. Our families will die. Russians, you are right, continue their terroristic attacks on our civilian infrastructure. Tonight they destroyed three civilian blocks, houses. And after that, when emergency teams come on site, they continue these attacks and just killed, unfortunately, our rescue service, and which just come to stop these fires and to save the people.
So-called double-tap attacks,
absolutely.
Quite scary. Now the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, he just signed this week into law a bill lowering the military mobilization age from 27 to 25 by 2 years. Now we know Russia has had a sizable advantage in terms of manpower over these past 2 years, especially. Why did the president sign the bill right now?
So the president signed three bills, and actually it's about decreasing of age for mobilization. It's about creation of electronic cabinet for mobilized people, and another law for better conditions for mobilization and for counting all of the people. So this is needs for now, for this stage of the war. We are waiting that our parliament will adopt another this full-scale law for mobilization with additional and new conditions, which will make mobilization much more transparent, much more faster and easier. So we wait for this. Actually, Ukrainian parliament on the committee level finished discussions, and we hope that next week it will be in parliament and it will be supported by our parliament. Now we have more or less stable situation in our army. New chief commander, General Sirski, begins rotations on the front line, so it's make the situation a little bit easier for our personnel on the front line, so they have possibility to recover their powers a little bit.
We've met our TV crews, myself including, on the front lines. You know, warriors have been there for these 2 years. They're quite tired.
So, but in any way, soldiers are still encouraged to protect our country, to fight with enemy. They ask us only about ammunition. So we are waiting for this artillery ammunition. We ask also about middle and long range equipment to cut Russian logistics on the occupied territories in Crimea. We strongly need this. And we also ask for the missiles for air defense systems and air defense equipment, all kinds which we have. So we need this because of the deficit and this gap connected with delay of support from United States.
And also, you know, Western countries have delivered lots of military aid to Ukraine over the past 2 years. And as you mentioned, however, there's been shortcomings over the past months, especially, which has contributed to the situation on the front line as it is now. Also, the EU, the promised 1 million shells have not been fulfilled. You mentioned US support package still stuck in US Congress, still waiting for decision from Germany, hopefully, about the precision towers missiles. And you said that it is a crucial year. You hope that the decisions will be made soon, sooner than later, and this is a crucial year for Ukraine.
We are happy because of Czech initiative. It brings hope that we will have, in short period, a big quantity of ammunition for artillery. We are waiting, and we believe that European Union will support this 1 million, and we have a schedule, and we discussed this with Mr. Borrell, the High Representative of European Commission. We also have very good conversations with European commissioners, for example, with Commissioner Breton. And European Commission and Europe in general, as for me now, is waking up and developing military and defense protection industry. So I believe that we will reach good results during this year in supplying of ammunition and equipment to Ukraine and for European countries, for European member countries. So I think that this year will change the situation with production and with supplying of everything what we need and what Europe need to protect itself.
Are you concerned about US aid package not forthcoming?
Last week, President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, have had very good conversation with Speaker Johnson, and we have hope that nearest time, during this month, US Congress will took final decision about support of Ukraine. There could be discussions which of the packages they will vote, but we believe that we have support from Democrats, from Republicans, so we have bipartisan support. We have support of US society, and I believe that we will have decision this month, and they will continue their support, and especially military support, in which we are strongly interested.
Now, today in Riga, you called for the creation of joint military production companies with Latvia. For the production of things like, of course, drones, but also 155 millimeter ammunition, artillery shells, which are very important for Ukraine. Any concrete decisions on that end yet?
I should begin and express my highest gratitude and appreciation to Latvian people, to Latvian government for such a strong support of Ukraine, for support us in all spheres, in general, in humanitarian, in military sphere, in creating of many coalitions. And this initiative to create drone coalition is absolutely brilliant, because of now drones are let us survive on the front line while we have this gap for with supplying of artillery shells. We survive only thanking to drones. So creation of drone coalition is a perfect idea. We are so much grateful. And today we discussed all the and technical and financial and legislative specifics of such a kind of cooperation. I believe that it will bring very good results during this year, but this is only the one aspect of our cooperation. We absolutely may continue to develop our cooperation in all other defense and military spheres, especially in production of the 155 round caliber and all other directions. So I believe that our companies will find itself on different international events, on the Berlin Conference for Ukrainian Recovery, on the business-to-business meetings. And we have very good perspectives, and we understand that we are partners, we are friends, we are neighbors of our mutual enemy, and we should protect ourselves having this unity between ourselves, signing actually security agreements. I hope it will sign nearest time by our presidents. We'll see, and I believe that it will be like a new chapter in our relations.
Ukraine has signed several bilateral also security agreements with various EU nations. Ukraine President Zelensky also a couple of months ago on a two-year anniversary of the full-scale invasion, he talked about the planning of global peace summit, that Ukraine is planning that to develop a plan to end the war that would meet the Ukrainian interests and also to ramp up the global support for Ukraine. And as a prime minister, you visit many countries across the globe, starting, of course, from here, Europe to the United States, to Japan, and you know, traveling around the world. How do you assess the current global mood about Russia's war against Ukraine? Is it somehow shifting, and how, and what's the situation there?
I may tell you that the only the person which wants this war is Putin. No one all around the world wouldn't like to have this war. So everyone is ready to stop this war. But again, the only person who can stop this war is Putin. So the mood in general is absolutely on the Ukrainian side. Now we have support from all our partners, absolutely. And we have support, we are working to we are negotiate, we communicate with other partner countries, with so-named Global South countries. And I think that them all will be on board during this first inauguration summit of peace formula Volodymyr Zelensky, which will be held in Switzerland in June of this year. And I believe that we will have more than 100 countries on board during on the level of the leaders. And we will decide how to move next steps. And on the next such kind of forum, we believe that we may invite Russia to negotiate directly on the around the table diplomatically with all the leaders, all the world. This is the only way when we may bring Putin under the light and don't let him manipulate, lie to us that let's make regime of ceasefire. He will just repower his army and will go into a head again. And not only Ukraine will be under their heat.
So that's an option sort of for Putin to come to the negotiating table, but only after the current peace plan is set with a global consensus.
We all should be very good coordinated. Don't let Putin any chances to manipulate. So because of this, we would like to discuss all the specifics. We have 10 points of peace formula of President of Ukraine. We absolutely clear that this is the only way, step by step, to bring to the sustainable and long-term peace on Ukrainian territory, on European continent. And we should be very, very open and very transparent during these negotiations. Because if we will go under the table, if we will find some kind of mediators, so I'm sure it will lead us to manipulation, and we all will lose, and Ukraine will lose. So it's impossible for us.
So today also NATO is marking its 75th anniversary since the creation of the alliance. And today in Riga, you also said that Ukraine will try to reach progress for Ukraine in the upcoming NATO summit in Washington, D.C. this summer regarding Ukraine's NATO aspirations. For Ukraine, what would be a good result in the Washington summit?
First of all, let me congratulate your country. These days it was 20th anniversary of your membership in NATO and in the European Union. It's a long period of history, and actually we have agreed that you will share with us your experience of negotiations and all the steps for being a member of EU. About NATO, we are waiting invitation, and this is absolutely clear and strong position for NATO, and this is strong message to Russian side that Ukraine will be invited into the NATO, and there is no other way. So participation in NATO is in our constitution. This is will of absolutely majority of our society. About more than 80% of people in Ukraine are wishing to be member of NATO. So politically, we're waiting for invitation. But now the ball is on the side of allies, so they should take this political decision. From our side, we do our best. We implement all the standards, all the parameters of NATO. We used weaponry of NATO. We cooperate with NATO. Our soldiers are trained on the NATO base, the camps and NATO according to the NATO standards. So as for me, this is only about political decision.
So look forward to the summit. My understanding today in Riga, you also talked, you've had concrete proposals about what more sanctions should be imposed against Russia, what is still lacking. What are those things that you see that are still lacking, those concrete proposals you made here in Riga with talks with our government?
We are grateful to your country for implementation together with European Union 13 packages of sanctions. These packages are working, there is no doubt. We should implement secondary sanctions, that these first packages will be more effective, and Russia couldn't avoid this. We also ask for implementation another steps in sanction policy, so to go on the sanctions with their nuclear industry, to sanctioning management of Rosatom, to sanction nuclear fuel. It could be by stages. We understand that some countries are dependable from Russian nuclear technologies and fuel, but we understand also that these countries should find how diversify their dependence from Russia, such like many European countries diversify their dependence from Russian oil and gas. So it's next steps. And other raw materials, other critical raw materials. We also ask European Union to make ban on export of Russian commodities and Russian grain and other food products in European Union, because now we can see all around the Europe these farmers' protests. They are protesting against different things, but when we open statistics and demonstrate that during the 2 years of full-scale aggression, Russian import into EU of the grain is increasing from month to month, we all realize and understand that we should implement ban or this protection taxes or some other measures. Don't let Russia to come on European market to manipulate on this market. So this is actually these steps which we propose to implement nearest time.
It's a balancing of political will and economic needs and interests. You might have heard that the Latvian government has also had to deal with these issues recently, that there are some exports still going from Latvia to Russia recently, or recently about the manganese ore being in transit through Latvia to Russia, might be used in military production there. Your comment about that situation?
We ask to stop any transit and land transit, air transit, any kind of transit through the European Union countries. We ask this as one of the options of the sanction policy of European Union. So we discussed this today with your Prime Minister, with your Cabinet of Ministers, and I believe that we may implement this, we may find a proper way how to implement this kind of sanctions.
Now, our interview is coming to an end. So more sanctions probably could bring the war closer to the end, and well, Ukraine fights on as a society, as a state, militarily and economically, and has won much praise across the world, especially also here in Latvia. But there are still many challenges ahead. And many people ask, when will this war end also here?
I answered this question. This war will end this second, not even minute, when Putin decided to stop this war. Because he is aggressor, Russia is aggressor. Ukraine is actually victim in this situation, so victim can't stop aggression, because it's a victim. But we believe that peace formula, peace forum, sanction policy, our resilience, our bravery, supplying of ammunition, increasing of production of military and defense equipment, all these factors will influence to bring our victory closer. We should implement also punishment. So all the Russians' politics, all the Russians' war crimes should understand that they will be punished. So international tribunal, confiscation of frozen Russian assets. It's also these steps which we all together should implement and bring to reality, and Russia should pay for all losses, all damages. They should be punished and pay criminal responsibility for all of these war crimes, and in the end of the day for the crime of aggression. So all of these steps absolutely strongly supported by Latvian government, by Latvia, and we really appreciate this. We are really so much grateful for this to the Latvian people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prime Minister of Ukraine, Denis Šmihal. Thank you for meeting us today here in Riga.
Thank you.
Paldies arī jums, skatītāji. Paldies, ka šovakar bijāt ar mums. Jauku vakaru!